This is the Pete Redley Show podcast, episode 13. Today, we continue to talk about change. Now, I wrote a column about this in the Sunday Standard Times. It was published on November 5th. It was entitled, Embrace the Changes. I think I told you once before how I don't come up with the title for these columns. I submit the column, and then it's always a surprise to me on Sunday morning when I pick up the paper and see what they called it. I got a few nice comments, but I decided to talk about it a little more when I remembered all the editing that I had to do on that column. I have a 500-word limit on my column, and I usually write what's on my mind, and then I go back and check my word count. This week, I was at 700-something. I had to edit quite a bit, but that made me decide that I should put the rest on the podcast. So here we are. It all started, actually, one night when I went to bed and I couldn't sleep. I started, like anyone else, my mind started wandering, and I started thinking about how I don't like change. I was thinking about all that's changed in my life, and I'm sure in yours, too. And I came to the conclusion that I don't like change. I wish things were the way they were. But then I started to think about it more, as I couldn't sleep. And I decided that, as I said in the column, we have to have change, or else we never grow. Then I saw some great quotes, especially when I started to work on the column. This column I actually wrote in stages. I wrote a few thoughts, then I went back and wrote a few more, then I went back and edited. It actually sat for a week before I published it. I came across some great quotes. Here's the one that I mentioned in the column. Sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us to the place where we are meant to be. That really hit me. It was a really powerful quote because it's true. I don't know about you, but I feel that my life was completely shaken up and changed. And it was rearranged. Now, I'm doing things now that I never did before, or, you know, the writing that I'm doing, I never would have gotten around to that before. Some other quotes I found this week that didn't make it into the paper. Actually, I just woke up one day and decided I didn't want to feel like that anymore, or ever again. So I changed, just like that. Another powerful quote. How many of us have woken up, you know, on certain days, or we've gone through phases in our life where we really didn't like how it felt. We really didn't like what we were doing, but we thought we were stuck in it. We thought that, well, this is what I have to do right now. This person says, actually, I just woke up one day and decided I don't want to feel like this anymore. So I made a change. Another quote is, don't fear failure. Fear being in the exact same place next year as you are today. If you want to change things in your life, first of all, I think we have to realize that we're the one that has to change it. Many people want change. They want a better job. They want a better relationship. But they don't do anything to go out and get it. They wait for it to come to them, right? Don't fear failure. Don't fear trying something new. Fear being in the exact same place next year as you are today. Here's one you can put on a post-it note and maybe put it on your bathroom mirror so you see it every morning. Change nothing and nothing changes. Again, it goes back to what I said before. You want things to change. You want to wake up tomorrow and have someone offer you that great job. Or you want to just suddenly go out and meet that fantastic... Well, you have to go out and meet that person to begin with, but... Really, if you change nothing... If you keep doing what you're doing... Isn't there a saying about the definition of insanity? Is you keep doing what you're doing and expect different results? If you change nothing, then nothing changes. I think that's a powerful quote we should all keep handy. And one that has meant a lot in my life this year is the quote that says, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. I will admit that I have been suffering from that for a couple of years. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. I'll be honest with you. I've been looking back at what I used to do, and I've been missing that a lot. And I've been rereading that chapter. But it's time to start the next chapter. So good luck, my friend. And I hope success comes your way, and I hope change comes your way, and it's a good change for you as you experience what's next. Also on the podcast today, watching shows, streaming shows on Netflix. What happens when you see all the episodes? The Stranger Things 2 has been the show that everyone's been talking about, been writing about, blogging about for the past few weeks. It came out, I thought it was going to come out on Halloween, but it came out a few days before that. And if you saw The Stranger Things last year, it was really a phenomenon. It's a group of kids. No spoilers on this show. Okay, no spoilers, but it's about a group of kids and the underworld, or as they call it, the Upside Down, and their experiences, their connections. And then part two, you know, I wondered what they would do with part two, but they did a great job. In season two, we meet some new characters. We see a continuation of what happened in season one, more of an explanation. And we see season two come to, well, it kind of resolves itself. If you watch the episodes, you'll see what I mean. And I think there's going to be a season three. I wasn't sure they were going to do this, but I have seen some indications. They haven't announced when those will be aired, when it will debut, but it looks like there will be a season three. But I was talking to my son the other day, and he was telling me, an interesting feeling that I think many of us have. Now that you've seen all the episodes, and there were nine, so, I mean, I stretched it out over a couple of days, but some people can binge watch the entire thing in a day. When the season is over, you have to wait a whole year to find out what happens next. As opposed to if this was a regular TV series on one of the networks, it would have been spaced out over 9 weeks. And they probably would have had a holiday or something in between, so it would have been spaced out even longer. But now you can watch an entire season in, well, one day or a weekend, or in my case, took me about a week, I think, to watch the entire series. Then you just wait. Now, I know what they hope you'll do. They hope you will go and find another series that you can latch onto and that you will binge watch. But I don't know if I like this new trend. I don't know if I like this new way of watching shows. Oh, do you? I mean, do you want to see an entire season in one weekend and then have to wait until the characters come back? So much can happen in 1 year to you and to the characters, too. This binge-watching shows on Netflix, it's a new way of seeing TV and a TV season. But I don't know. The jury is still out for me as to whether or not this is a good way. Well, it's just another way, it's a new way of watching our favorite TV shows. Speaking of the new TV shows, I know I'm into some that maybe you're not, and you're watching some that I'm not, but we have a brand new show this week, SEAL Team, a brand new show this year, I should say, SEAL Team. I think it's a good show. David Boreanaz is the lead character in this. I tell you, though, it's funny. You watch him act in this, and your brain just goes back to Bones. You keep waiting for Bones to walk in. Young Sheldon is back. I watched the first episode of that, and I'm getting a kick out of that show. I do love that show. I'm a Big Bang Theory fan myself. I see some people really don't like the Big Bang Theory. I find that hard to believe. I don't know, unless maybe the science is not 100% on that show. I don't know why they dislike it. I think it is very clever in the writing. I read once somebody's interpretation of a show like that was to fill the screen. And I think they do that. I think many times there's a joke that's written, or, you know, characters do something, and then there's even one more joke thrown in, more than you expect. So I think they really do fill the screen with action and jokes. So still a fan of The Big Bang Theory. And have you seen that new TV show, SWATS? I just saw the first episode of it last week. I think they're into episode two now. And I think it's good. I mean, I'm not completely hooked on it, but I think it's got a good future. I was trying to explain the original show to my daughter as we watched it. I don't think I was a big fan. I'm a big fan of the theme song. They play that at the end. But I don't remember too much of the original show, SWATS. But this one's pretty good, and it is translated to the modern day, I think, with the take on race riots and how the police are seen by some in our community. I think it's pretty good. I do have a question for you, though, about The Walking Dead. My question is, are you still into it? I know they're in, what, season 8, and I know some of my Facebook friends have given up on it. They just didn't care for it anymore. My thing is, I don't feel as drawn to it as I was, say, last year or the year before. It used to be, now I, of course, with the morning radio show, I watched a lot of shows on demand the next day. And that's kind of a habit I get into. I watch very few shows live. But it used to be that Monday morning or Monday afternoon, I had to watch The Walking Dead to see what was on last night. And, so nobody would spoil it for me. Lately, I don't get around to watching it till maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. It's one of those, I'll watch The Walking Dead. I don't feel as drawn to the show as I used to. I was not a fan of Negan, and I don't. Maybe that's where the show took a turn for me. They're fighting back now in this season, but are you like me, just not drawn to The Walking Dead this season? Maybe 8 seasons was enough. Maybe we have so many choices nowadays that we just, won't stay with something that long. Love to hear your thoughts. You can comment right here on the page, or you can send an email, Braley.Pete@gmail.com. We're on Facebook as Pete Braley, and also Twitter, it's @PeteBraley. We'd love to hear from you and what you'd like to hear on a future podcast. That's it for this week. I know we're away for about a week or so as life got busy, but back at you, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.